From NPR and WNYC, coming to you from beautiful Brooklyn, New York, it's NPR's hour of puzzles, word games, and trivia. Ask Me Another. I'm Jonathan Colton. Now here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Thanks, Jonathan. Hey, Jonathan, I heard that you just finished working side hustle for a television show.
It's true. I did have a little side hustle. I did scoring work for a show called The Bite, which is a show about zombies.
Is it fast zombies or slow zombies?
There's sort of regular zombies, regular speed zombies.
Okay, regular speed zombies. Oh, so, wait a second. So you're scoring a television series? That's amazing.
Yeah, it's not a thing that I've ever done before. You know, I'm a songwriter. I write songs. Sure. With lyrics, and so this is a whole different thing. I have friends that have done it for years, and people have always said, oh, you should do this, but it's never felt like a thing I could do. And then somebody asked me to do it, and I said, I can't do it. And they said, yeah, you can. And and even though...
I love that. Just, yeah, you can. You're like, okay, yeah, that's
it. You say so.
Push me over the edge.
But you know,
that line of reasoning.
It's a very scary thing doing something that you don't know how to do. And I'm old now, so I don't get a chance to do that very often. So
yes. So where did you start? What was the step one?
I did some research. I watched some other scary shows and took notes. You know, you don't always listen to the music of a score. You're just watching the show. So I had to sit and actually listen. And, you know, you discover I'm writing music, I'm writing melodies, there's some things that are sort of traditional music writing, but then for a scary show, you also need some classic scary sounds.
Right.
You need a sound that says something bad is about to happen.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Here's a classic example of that, right? This is a classic spooky drone. Right?
Oh, that is so good. Yeah, that is definitely, the next line is, this is not what I ordered.
I wanted a different sandwich.
And the low tone is important too, right? Because then
low means scary.
Low means scary. That's right. High can mean scary, but low definitely
means...
High can mean
scary too, but low is definitely serious.
Ominous.
Serious.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, yeah, yeah. What else did you do?
There's another thing you need sometimes, which is like, you need kind of a hit, kind of a like jumpy, I call it a shung sound. So here's one
right.
of
those. Oh, yeah. Unexpected.
Right, right. He's behind you.
Yes. But it's never good. It's never like, a parking space.
Yeah, it's not he's behind you like he supports you. He's behind you like
yeah.
he's got a
he's
knife.
Not going, you can do it. Work so hard, you earn
this. He's 100% behind you.
Okay, that's good. That's good too.
And
I love that.
As you said, there is a high. High also means scary. I call this the scree sound. I mean, it's extremely unsettling.
That one made my stomach turn.
That's the idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So actually, do you have, since now you're really good at this stuff, do you have a sound that we could play to transition into the beginning
yeah.
of our show?
Why don't we do sort of a spooky transition into the beginning of the show?
Yes. Evoke the right feeling.
Okay. Here we go.
Today's show is so fun, it's scary. Comedian Beth Stelling is back, and this time with her childhood pal, actor Micah Stock. They'll play a game about their home state of Ohio. Plus, we'll talk to Ryan O'Connell, creator and star of the Netflix series Special. And we're going to kick things off with two awesome comics and podcasters, so let's get to it.